This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, folks, Letitia James, now caught up in what looks like a second scandal outside the mortgage fraud relating to a nonprofit. I'm not going to go deeply into it, so I'm waiting for a second source on it. But looks like she also contributed to fraud surrounding the filings for that as well. Here's what's going to be interesting. Really, really interesting about Letitia James. She's in trouble, okay? This is as slam dunk a slam dunk case there is against her. I mean, you want to talk stolen valor? You know how everybody's laughing? Oh, she said she was married to her dad. Yeah, that's really sick, man. Okay, but why did she say that, though? To get a VA loan? Because he had served and she hadn't. Yeah. Oh, boy. That's fraud. It's just nasty. But it's also exactly what she accused Trump of. He is the only one in New York real estate history where the statute that she used against him was used that way. Okay, so this is not like he did what a lot of other people did. She actually did classic real estate fraud, and she did it three times. And now she's got people going to these houses. Other people live there. It is not her primary residence. And she's full on ragey. Why? She did it. And she knows she's going to be prosecuted. But, you know, we were just talking about liberal privilege and Luigi Mangione. I got a question. Where will she be prosecuted? Well, that's either going to be in New York. I think this is federal, right? In New York or Virginia. Federal. What's that mean? Oh, we'll get it. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. What does that guarantee? Those are two very liberal judicial districts. That's why they hauled Donald Trump into them. Why? Because when you have a weaponized jury base, you can get a 34-count indictment on something for which the statute of limitations has expired. I mean, it was almost a joke. I mean, it was a joke what they got Trump on, right? But those juries will do it. They'll go for it. Will a jury in New York convict Letitia James? Will a jury in Virginia convict Letitia James? Jury outside of D.C. convict Letitia? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. See, liberal privilege and lawfare work in the reverse too. Remember what happened with Kevin Kleinsmith, ex-FBI order lawyer? Yeah, they needed to get a FISA warrant to officially spy on Trump, right? So they could try to frame him. And so they needed to create the Russia collusion hoax. And they needed to take it before the court. So he falsified evidence. That's a big one, right? Yeah, falsified evidence. Altered an email to make it look like it said the opposite in order to further the Russia collusion hoax. Yeah. What happened when he went before a DC jury? They agreed he did. Let him off the hook. Why? Well, they're all Democrats. This is how their mentality works. You got to understand their view of reality is so warped and whacked, they can literally not deliver justice, much as they cannot be tested to vote because their view of reality. I mean, so it's not just one news story that misinformed them. They literally think they nearly dodged a Russian takeover and that they're now fighting a Nazi invasion. They're now fighting a Nazi dictatorship by Donald Trump. I mean, full on cuckoo, right? That does stuff to your brain. When you live in a fake reality, a reality that just from news story after news story, years after years after years, you can't separate what is real from what is not anymore. And you sit on a jury, which is how you end up after years of mainstream media. I mean, if you had a chance to stop Hitler, you would see, no matter how much really good evidence they put in front of you, what would you see in Letitia James? You would see a poor, downtrodden black woman who is being politically persecuted by a dictator. It wouldn't matter what the details were. Then with Kleinsmith, one of the jurors they interviewed said they just didn't care. That was his way of saying, Democrat. Yeah, he lied. Yeah, he committed fraud. Yeah, he defrauded the court. We don't like Trump. We don't like Trump. So folks, understand these weaponized liberal juries work in two ways. I don't know if they can take out Letitia James for legitimate crimes she clearly committed. I don't know. I don't know if it's possible with these juries. And that's, and by the way, not just the juries, okay? The judges, because it's going to be rigged. It's going to be fixed. And you're going to have judges that are willing to break with precedent. You're going to have judges that are willing to do things that are illegal. That's what happened with Trump. And remember, I mean, you know, judge he got by law had to recuse himself because his daughter was making money from the Democrat Party, making money, advertising and raising money against Trump. That was law in New York. He broke it, served as Trump's judge anyway. So, and nobody's going to go after him. Trump actually challenged him legally on that point, but all of the appellate courts were also run by immoral liberal judges. So, I mean, it's going to be an interesting test of what little is left of the American legal system in blue areas. Can they convict a clearly guilty criminal with liberal privilege? If I had to bet my money, I'd say they won't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.